Hey everybody, this is Homer Badman, Season 6, Episode 9, thrown over to Nick.
I don't know, you gotta be pretty desperate to make it with a robot.
Homer, we have a perfectly good bookcase.
Yeah, but this is what they're doing on campus. Besides, it isn't costing us. I swiped the cinder blocks from a construction site.
Sir, 6 cinder blocks are missing.
There'll be no hospital then, I'll tell the children.
I did this with the last one. I can't place the episode name.
It's the one where Selma's talking about like in vitro fertilization, and for some reason Homer thinks that's what it is, which is a great the image that you get thinking of Homer, what that could be, like what's going on in his brain, is what makes that joke funny. Fantastic line. I absolutely love that one.
Going into Homer's train of thought and what's going on in there is always good time.
Yeah, anytime they pan, especially when they go into Homer's brain, you get the image, like the one where he's got like the old
Terminator view.
Well, not even that, just like the Terminator view, but like the images that plot up, like when in Sherry Bobbins, when he talks, yes, to get my undivided attention. It's like the old 1920s black and white animated characters dancing to Turkey in the Straw, or the time when he says he's trying to get the saxophone back and it just goes to the donkey. It's all covered in, or not covered, but there's like bugs flying around it, which I always say to my wife, if I were an animal, then that's probably me, a donkey asleep with bugs flying around it. That pretty much sums it up. Let's start off this one though with a little quick message though here, Shane. You know, we've said this a couple of times before, if we can bring a smile or some positivity to your day in just even the slightest way. You know, you're having a bad day and you throw this on and you have a laugh and reminisce about Simpsons with some weirdos from Canada. And, you know, that helps your day. And then we've done our job here. You know, we're only doing this for fun and we're glad that you're having fun as well. And Shane, I understand that you have a message in hopes of brightening someone's day.
Yes, this comes from one of our biggest fans, never misses an episode. Stacy, this episode's for you. Hope it brings you a couple laughs. It's a great episode too. Homer Badman.
Great episode indeed. And yes, Stacy, we're thinking of you, and hopefully you can have a chuckle or two along with us for this one in particular. Something recently though, when we're recording this, April 2024, whatever the hell year it is. I saw on Twitter that Matt Selman, Simpsons Matt Selman, he'd been calling out some people for getting fooled by some AI that's going around. It's two images in particular. Oh. One of Homer looking on of a big ship crashing into the Baltimore Bridge, which has been in the news at the time of this recording, as well as P. Diddy getting chased down by the police. Now, neither of these images is from an episode, but it's somebody making up saying, oh, The Simpsons is predicting the future. And it's kind of crazy, eh? That people who aren't as familiar with the early goings of the episode and the long history, they might get fooled by some of these. This is pretty crazy.
Well, you can train an AI to, yeah, if you feed it enough pictures of The Simpsons,
it'll figure it out. And I heard
it'll get pretty good, which is,
I read that somebody actually did a deep dive on Simpsons AI fakes, where this person found a link of a AI Joe Rogan reading about the fake predictions made by a, so it's AI reading about AI. It's getting crazy here. It's getting absolutely crazy here with some of the things that, AI, it's not perfect. It probably will never will be.
This is the infancy, though. Like, well, I guess the infancy would be Clippy, for those of you old enough to know what Clippy was. But we're still in the infancy of this, like, hive mind kind of AI that runs off of, like, a very expensive server. Clippy was literally just a program with, like, predetermined, like, answers based upon, like, regular word questions. But no, it's only going to get better in the next 5 to 10 years, like significantly better. And that's kind of the scary thing.
It is crazy. It'll be crazy though if somebody gets fooled by like, oh, Simpsons called it, but it's like an image like I don't know, like the A-bombs being dropped on Japan from World War II or something like Lincoln's Gettysburg Address or something like that, and some idiot's like, "Oh man, I can't believe they got that right." That's what I'm waiting for. That's what I'm.
I've probably already been fooled by AI at least once, and I just don't even know it.
I would imagine I have too. I
Yeah.
think that pretty much everybody has. This episode though was kind of interesting because it all kind of revolves around a giant misunderstanding here. What Homer did isn't what the babysitter thought he was doing,
Right. It looked
and
really
it's just,
bad though from her perspective.
oh, did it ever? And it's just one of those things where you see it a lot in a variety of shows, whether it's whatever genre it is, that you see this type of thing where two people thinking of different chain of events that's going on a single event, and it's just misinterpreted. Have you ever been in a scenario yourself where you were in whatever it may be happened to be, where you were either the person saying, you were in the babysitter's role or you were in Homer's role, where there was an event, it doesn't have to be like a harassment type event, but something that was such a huge miscommunication that it was like, oh crap, how did we, when it came to finding the solution? Have you ever been in something like that?
Definitely, I think everyone's been in miscommunication. I think the more you speak, it's just gonna happen, especially if you're working on something that takes a long time or has a lot of different facts like associated with it. This happens at work all the time, no matter what business you're in, especially when there's multiple levels of communication through departments or what have you. So yeah, it basically happens on a daily basis for me, but not to like this level and where it's like a huge cascading, huge misunderstanding. So I can't really relate to Homer's situation.
I have never been in like the harassment type of situation that Homer's in here, but I had a really crazy misunderstanding one summer. I was 10 years old. It was a summer after the fourth grade, and I was at my sitter's house. And one afternoon, we were drawing a bunch of pictures and stuff, and a whole bunch of stuff on her driveway with chalk. And I went home. I come the next morning. She's standing out on the porch with her arms folded, just glaring at us as my mom was dropping me off. And so I get out of the car and she says, "You wait there." And she brings my mom over and says, "Look what your son wrote on my driveway." And my mom's like, "Oh, that's weird. That's why did you do that?" I was like, "What are you talking about? What did I do?" And they're like, sitter's like, "You know damn well what you did. That's disgusting." And I still had no idea what the hell she was talking about. And so I go inside. I didn't get to see it. So I'm like, "What are you talking about? What did I do?" And so she's like, and I had talked about it with your mom, and you're going to write down lines. I will not write swear words on the driveway. I was like, I didn't write any swear words. What are you talking about? And so I go back outside. I was like, that's not a swear word. What are you talking about? And then I came back later and I realized what had happened. Another kid had drawn over top of mine and I had written something, and the word rock ended up having a bit of a curl underneath it to make it the beginning like a C. So it spelled that word. And she thought that I had done it intentionally, even though you could clearly see it was from something else. But only my mom didn't believe me. And so when my dad came to get me later in the day, so my sitter tried the same thing. She's like, look at what your son wrote. My dad's looking at it, he's like, that's clearly from like something else going into this, like into this other drawing here. Like it was a bunch of rocks. I forget what the context was around it, but my dad's like, that's clearly two different things boiling into each other. And then she looked at it and it was like you could see the light bulb going off. I was like, oh crap, I've just given this kid crap all day for a complete misunderstanding. So that's the closest I have come. It was frustrating to say the least, especially when you have no idea what was going on.
Fair.
I didn't even know what that meant at the time. So yeah, that was the closest I've ever been to Homer in this episode. You know whose episode this is, the fa like what celebrity this is their favorite episode? What comedian?
No, who's who?
Ricky Gervais. He said this is his all-time favorite episode. He said
Oh,
that's
that's a good
great.
episode to pick, I guess. It's not too cliche, but not totally like on the other plane where it's like a bad episode, like, or not bad, but like most people don't revere it as being high. This is like a good pick, I would say.
It
It's
most
not
definitely
my
is.
top five, but.
Yeah, I think you might be underrating this one a little bit, Shane, because I can remember most parts of this episode pretty clearly, and they're really, really good. The candy convention and creating that whole new area, they did a fantastic job with a lot of good gags in there. Homer's conversation, I already know my favorite gag of the episode It comes from that conversation with the babysitter when he's driving her home. It's already starting to get me, making me smile, just like when Homer sits on the fish in Treehouse. And I think the ending, especially with the show, where the dramatization may not have happened, like there's a lot of good stuff in every act, and I am going to go into this one with a 10. I think it is going to
Wow, okay.
surprise you a little bit. I think this is going to be, for me, I think this is going to be the fourth 10 out of 10 in season 6 already, even though we're only in episode 9. I think you're going to be close to a 10, if not a 10. So what are you going in with?
I feel like I know the episode quite well.
Yeah, I thought, like, I really thought that we were going to be going in with a double 10 here.
Honestly, I was feeling more like a 9.6.
Why isn't it get a 10?
The way I remember the episode, it's a great episode, but it's not perfect for me, I
Okay.
guess.
I wonder what it is. Maybe it's like, I know this is definitely one that as I got older, I understood it a lot more. When I was younger, there were large chunks of it that I didn't really understand what was happening.
Fair enough.
Because it is a very adult themed episode. Of all the episodes in season 6, it's probably the one, like, look at the things we've had so far. Like, Grandpa got tarred and feathered, the Brit Mole Man, and the sugar.
Yeah.
The itchy and scratchy land. Like, this is probably the one that's actually rooted in this season anyway, so far in reality the most. Maybe that's why. I don't know. Maybe it's not as zany and crazy and whatnot as we remember some of the other episodes.
I
Maybe
have
it's
looked at
not.
those Etsy figurines. There's a lot of them actually.
Yeah. Of the Venus?
Yeah, the
Of the
Venus.
Gummy DeMilo? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read a sort of fascinating thing in the latest Uncle John's book about why the Venus de Milo has no arms and stuff. But that's not a tale for here. It's actually not that fascinating, as more as it is just history. But yeah, so I'm giving it a perfect 10. Shane's going in with a 9.6. I think he's misremembering it a little bit, but that's the whole point of why we do this series. We'll get right back with Homer Badman after a word from our tasty and delicious sponsor.
Donuts, Simpsons, Simpsons donuts, it just goes hand in hand.
Yeah, you know what, Shane? It really does. And for the best donuts in the world, you gotta check out Crave Donuts. They've got locations in Oshawa and Whitby, Ontario. And these Simpsons-loving donut bakers, they're creating some of the most delicious treats imaginable. They've got a year-round menu with the likes of a Cosmic Brownie Donut, a Churro Cruller. They've even got the Simpsons-inspired Pink Vanilla Sprinkle.
Yeah, and there's a rotating menu inspired by each season. In the fall, they've got apple pie, pumpkin spice
Doesn't
cheesecake.
that sound delicious? That sounds absolutely amazing. To top it all off, there's weekly specials. They've got some surprises each and every week, so keep an eye on that. Open Wednesday through Sunday. Check out their website, cravedonuts.com, as well as their Instagram for all the details. Trust us. If you're in the GTA, go hit up Crave because you're going to end up with a belly full of goodness. It's probably going to cause you to make some sounds sound a little like this.
Donuts.
All right, here we go, Homer Badman. But seriously, go check out Crave Donuts. Their Oshawa location just
Yeah.
turned 1 year old, and they play Simpsons all the time, literally all day long.
They're delicious, honestly. Definitely check them out. And sorry, they have birthday stuff right now?
Oh, this week in particular, the first week of April. If you get the chance, first weekend of April 24, you're listening, just like get over there. I don't care if you live in England or Sri Lanka or whatever it is, you get right over there, get some donuts.
Gouda stuff.
I
Did
hated
you
Lucky
like
Charms.
Lucky
No,
Charms?
I hate Lucky Charms so
Okay.
much as a kid. Oh, I don't like marshmallows.
I like me some Lucky Charms. Maybe it's the Irish in me. No, it's not Irish at all. It's just, yeah.
Earthly donuts are sour as poison. You'd spit them out, you would. I'm talking about the Candy Industry Trade Show.
Did you? I always hope this thing existed, but nothing like this actually exists, right? Anything even close?
Yeah. Oh, this. Oh, you remember when there was the golden key in the caramel
The caramel,
chocobar?
yeah.
When I was working at Walmart, customers would just crack it.
The chocolate without actually buying it, like Homer's
Yeah,
doing.
they would just crack it to see if it broke or not, just in hopes of finding the bar. Yeah.
That's greasy.
Pretty grease.
friends like you.
That's good logic.
It's true.
Bigger person carries more candy.
Is there actually a candy convention? I would love to go.
I don't think so. I should really be. Hopes.
They wouldn't be if you were willing to sit in a hollowed out wheelchair.
Also smart. See, Homer's thinking when he
gets actually, his brain's working overtime for this. He's motivated. Between a grad student at the university
and a scary looking hobo. Please be the hobo.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grant.
Oh. Ashley Grant.
Can't call them hobos or homeless anymore. A friend of ours actually got in trouble for that.
Yes, unhoused, I think, is the word, the term now.
What happened to the third musketeer? Poor fella.
You're one of those don't call me a chick chicks, huh? Sorry about my unenlightened brother.
This episode feels kind of, you know, it's from November 27th, 1994, but it feels like it fit in with today. Specifically the dialogue here between Bart and the babysitter.
Sure.
The game where condemned criminals dig at each other with rusty hooks.
Do a little housework and you can... That's a pretty decent looking Nintendo cartridge too. They're drawn.
She's a pro.
She knows what she's doing. They all follow their video cartridges. Yep. Yes. That's one of the most underrated signs. Candy convention next day.
Yeah, rat poison.
Candy-shaped rat poison convention.
Nuts and gum.
Look at that, yeah.
Did you see nuts and gum?
I did see nuts and gum. Okay. That's never noticed it before. I never understood that Mr. Goodbar joke, because in Canada, we don't have Mr. Goodbar.
No, we don't. But, hey, we have a... what is it? Oh, shoot.
Here comes a
great... Our M&M's. Or whatever.
Oh, Smarties, yeah.
Smarties, yeah, we got Smarties. The candy known as 77X42 with Mike.
Where the hell is the candy? I don't know. Great visual. Wax lips. It's the candy of stupid wax lips.
Like what?
One, a humorous substitute for your own lips.
Keep going.
Two. Ooh, I'm needed in the basement.
I don't think I ever had that. Ever. Like, I knew they definitely existed. I may have seen other people. I love how he just puts it
in the front of his pants, so it's right in his wiener.
Oh, you're gonna have to put some sugar on that celery or get out, man.
That's how they eat in Texas.
Yeah, there you go. The Jolly Gummy Bears. Fried, yeah. They hibernate in your colon. What a great sign.
That's the tagline. That's a good one. Gummy to Milo.
Favorite candy, Nick.
Ooh, candy, not chocolate, you're talking, right?
Yeah.
Cherry Blasters.
Ooh, Cherry Blasters are good.
Love me some Cherry Blasters. What are you going with?
Stop saying gummy so much.
Mm-hmm. This is a real... I don't know why I asked this. This is a very hard question for me.
Well, you had some candy at your house that you treated us to. Some of our friends.
That's true.
Had a nice... little orange Tootsie Pop there. That was tasty. That's the mystery. I do like the German guy.
I'm going to have to go with Haribo.
The gummy bears?
Haribo mixed bag. I love this as a kid.
Yeah, this is great.
Oh, this is great.
A nice exaggeration on that old fairy tale with that kid who had Pop Rocks and coal.
I changed my answer to something more specifically, the Haribo gummy worms.
Gummy worms?
I could eat those a lot. Specifically the Haribo ones.
I do like red vines. I don't really like licorice a lot, but I can eat red vines.
I'm sure. She's been sitting in the car for 20 minutes.
Relax, Marge. There's plenty for her to do in there.
I do like how the candies basically just looks like balls from a ball pit. With a couple of candy canes thrown in.
How come you guys can go to the moon, but you can't make my shoes smell good?
All right, pause it right there.
Sure.
Pause it right there. Think, how, who is the genius? I don't know. I know all the Simpsons staff listens to this on a weekly basis. Who is the genius human being that came up with that line? Grad student A, how come you guys can send a rocket to the moon, but you can't make my shoes smell good. I say that line all the time when talking about post-secondary education, and I love that line so much because it is something that you could see a truly uneducated moron like Homer actually thinking.
Oh,
like,
yeah, for
sure.
These
guys can't make my shoes smell good, but, like, we've been to the moon years ago. Come on. Something's not right here. Like, that line, oh, I'm in the zone now. That line is one of the most brilliant lines in the history of the show. I love that. Oh, that is so good. It doesn't make me giggle in the way that the Homer sitting on the fish does earlier in the season in Trios 5. But that line, I just have such a great appreciation for that line. It is such good writing. Absolutely fantastic. Let's get back at it. That's basically my fat bass announcement. I'll be scratching when we're trying to record. Precious Venus. Oh, the look on his face. I love how he doesn't even savor it, too.
It could not have tasted that good. It was just like an art piece.
Yeah, and if it was green, was it sour? What do you think? It was lime or sour apple? Or because it was art, maybe it was like caviar flavored or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Gonna get diabetes.
Oh yeah, full beatus.
Oh no, the candy conventioners tracked us down. There he is! There's the man that sexually harassed me! Oh, woo! For a minute there I thought I was in big trouble. It's just a go!
what a great
and commercial break.
Yeah. The pacing is awesome. Like, we got so much in the first act. I never noticed this line. You see the one, you pinch, we lynch?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
This is pretty, you know, reflective of, I guess it was going on back then too, of, you know, it seems like you're guilty before, or prove innocent before, I'm messing it up.
Yeah, but this is basically social media.
Yeah, kind of, actually. This is old school social media. That is the oldest excuse, yeah. I love when he wears his little beer paw slippers. Yeah, that's true, Bart. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, remember that postcard Grandpa sent us from Florida of that alligator biting that woman's bottom?
Oh, yeah. I love how this is how he explains it to the kids, because he's kind of right, but also very not. Yeah, shanty. Anytime anybody says the word shanty, I love it. Oh, this is great. So they're on from the hallway. Or hallway. Highway. And they're still rocking them at work. How do they...
What an idiot.
Oh, that's such a good visual. They're ruining my whole life. Marge, please. The one kind of hippie guy with the ponytail kind of looks like the guy who Skinner sells the newspapers to.
Oh, actually, yeah.
He does. I already talked to the indignation coordinator out on the lawn today. I told her you were indignation coordinator. Besides standing by supporting you, there isn't anything more I can do. You mean? It's probably a real job nowadays. Oh, the little pause as he's reaching for the phone. This is God. Brady Jones from
the TV magazine. We're aware of your problem. I always answer my phone yellow. We want to help. Because of the show.
I should start saying that. God, free Jones. It was fair and even-handed. I'll do it. Somebody had to take the babysitter home. This is unbelievable. So I grabbed it off her. Oh, just thinking about that sweet, sweet candy. Oh. The thing, though, is the time flips when Homer is, like, when they're faking it and they edit it, but it's not as he's talking. It's still at 5 o'clock. Can you introduce me to the
Sasquatch? He could sue for, Defamation.
Libel. Yeah, libel, definitely.
Yeah.
Eric's defamation.
Tonight on Rock Bottom, we go undercover at a sex farm for sex hookers.
Yes.
I keep telling you, I just grow thorgum hair. Uh-huh.
And where are the hookers?
Round bay.
Oops. Oh, the hillbilly guy is so good.
Oops.
Oh, I love the evil music. They got ding, 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 ding.
Babysitter home. Then I noticed she was sitting on her sweet can. I grab her sweet can. Oh,
just the clock is a really nice touch.
Yeah.
You admit you grabbed her can.
And he's like standing in a mall, but Homer's in a studio.
Yeah.
Silence will only incriminate you further. No, Mr. Simpson, don't take a rank out on me. Get back, get back. Mr. Simpson, no!
There you go. They're covered. Liable, yeah, right there.
Everything's gonna be just fine. I'll go upstairs and pack your bags. We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
Oh, we just tried to play The Little Mermaid for the first time a few years ago for our daughter.
I'm surprised they didn't get sued for this. I guess now they won't because they're obviously part of Disney. Yeah. But yeah,
it's still parody.
It is a parody.
As long as different enough,
it's true.
From Under the Sea. And the lyrics are different. Also, that Little Mermaid, that movie's ass.
Oh, the new one?
No, the original is terrible.
The original.
Dumb. I forgot how stupid it was. Yeah, he's the crab guy. Whatever those things were.
Homer, that's your solution to everything. To move under the sea. It's not gonna happen.
With that attitude.
Look, maybe this whole thing will blow over.
Except that. I never noticed that before. I don't know if that was in syndication or not.
The car actually blows over?
The oxygen tent.
Scandal update. Homer sleeps nude in an oxygen tent, which he believes gives him sexual powers.
Hey, that's a half-truth.
I wonder...
I never met Homer Simpson.
This is social media.
I'm sorry, I can't go on.
That's okay. Your tears say more than real evidence ever could.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay and Ben. So this was a jab from the writers because they thought like any idiot could be a talk show host, but Chevy Chase proved them wrong. The bear is definitely better than Chevy Chase.
Let him go.
Let's have less Homer Simpsons and more money for public schools.
Ben, I have a question.
No, Ben, no.
Yeah, he's dead now. I know Conan.
Oh, man, look at that. Look at that slate. Oh, my God.
That seems like a Conan joke, but I know it wasn't. Portrait of an ass grabber. That sounds like it's something like Tobias should have been involved in Arrested Development.
You know, the quote unquote the lynch mob that comes after you after, you know, without even evidence. I think it's worse nowadays. Cancel culture, I guess, is a better word for it nowadays.
Yeah.
This is basically the same thing. It's just before social media.
Yeah, this is the 90s version. You want to see what we're getting in 1994? Here you go.
Not likely. This is hour 57 of our live round.
Yeah. And people will watch crap like this. This is the crazy thing. Yeah, possibly, see?
Yes.
Possibly or alleged. There you go. Oh, the turkey. Yes.
Now this technology is new to me, but I'm pretty sure that's rotating slowly. Body temperature has risen to over 400 degrees. Now here are some results from our phone-in poll.
95% of the people believe Homer Simpson is guilty. Now, of course, this is just a television poll, which is not legally binding unless Proposition 304 passes.
Could you imagine if that was actually a thing? People, like, voted.
That would be crazy.
That'd be nuts.
That also could be, like, just three people did the poll.
Yeah. So here come Homer, Apu, no, Homer, Barney, yeah, Apu, Lenny, and Dr. Hibbert.
Who know him best? We got the real dirt on Homer Simpson, and the pittance starts at 10 G's.
I do like that Dr. Hibbert's actually in there, because he would know a lot about Homer's medical history. That makes sense.
Yeah, but he wouldn't need the money. He's a doctor.
That's true. Yeah, I guess he wouldn't need to be there. Unless he just hates Homer.
More time raising us than you have.
Oh, maybe TV is right. TV's always right.
This is a nice little bit here, because you wonder where it's going with this. Like, what are Bart and Lisa going to do? And they go to hug the TV.
Are you hugging the TV?
That's another one of those moments where Homer has no business knowing what's going on in another room, like with Bart kissing Mr. Honey Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
But he's still, yeah. Classic Letterman. I forgot about Bumblebee Man.
Oh, I like it better when they're making fun of people who aren't me.
I know. There's not enough Bumblebee Man.
No, there isn't. See, this is true, yeah. Nobody, if you're making fun of you don't want to, or something that you like, you don't want to watch it. But if you're making fun of somebody else or something you hate, you're in.
Oh, people love to see, yeah. That's why tabloids exist, right?
Yeah. I love this guy. He's like, yeah, laugh. That's the Kevin Hart motto. Or the Jeff Dunham. I'm up on a stage, so you have to laugh at me, even though I'm not funny.
The media's making a monster out of you because they don't care about the truth. All they care about is entertainment.
Oh, I completely forgot. This is a great grandpa moment. This might even trump the grand student.
Two, between two ferns, if you will.
Oh, wait. See, there you go. There's a future prediction. This kind of looks like between two ferns, too. Like the
seven. Actually, yeah. Has anyone ever made that comparison?
No.
Hmm.
I love that. The look that Bart and Marge gave each other in Grampus is, I won't recognize Missouri. It's weird that he bring, like, nobody, we haven't seen that. Why did he bring that up? Nobody's called him or made a sign calling him Father Goose.
Okay, look, I've done some bad things in my life, but harassing women is not one of them. Like one time, they're having this race with this stupid old-timey bicycle with the big wheel in front. So I figure we'll see about that. So I get this big chunk of cinder block.
I want to know where this story's going. Gotta
go. Yeah, does he just huck the cinder block?
Yeah, what is he talking about? Where does he get an old-timey bike?
The switchboards are lighting up. Two calls. That's our best ever. Hello? No, Janice doesn't live here. Hello? Yes, I am interested in long-distance savings.
Yeah, it's pretty much local TV. There's maybe like eight people watching.
Marge, this is so depressing. My only hope is this
homemade. He had better views on his snowplow business.
He did.
More ice cream.
So, you don't like the old-time bikes, huh?
See, Homer never said that. He just said that there was a race.
He was insinuating he was going to chuck a brick at it.
Yes, Willie.
Show is the most amateur video I ever saw. My hubby is secretly videotaping couples.
I wonder if our buddy Darren does this.
Because in this country, it makes you look like a pervert.
Oh, what a line.
That might be the best line.
Like, what? Who wrote that? That's brilliant. So funny. And you know what? Not one Scottish person wanted to cancel this show after that.
No.
Well, maybe there was one, but not enough.
Maybe. They sewered an entire country in like 6 seconds.
He just said that every Scottish person is a pervert. Just films people without their consent. Oh my god.
Like, trying to pass it on to Homer's like every Scottish person is a pervert.
Homer, I thought you were an animal, but your daughter said you were a decent man. I guess she was right.
You're both right.
It's the same voice of the lady from the Movementarians.
Oh, is it?
Hmm. Yeah, the lady, the babysitter.
This is a good gag coming up.
This is great.
Yeah.
There is an actual list of all this stuff. And some of them are like, why are you reading this? You're a nerd.
Tomorrow on Rock Bottom, he's a foreigner.
Yes.
Videos of you when you leave. He's Rowdy Roddy Peeper.
Oh, what a great tagline.
To the music.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, to the music, he's evil.
You can't believe everything you hear.
Marge, my friend, I haven't learned a thing.
Yeah, and there we go. That's classic Homer. In through one ear, out the other.
Yeah, watch that TV. Give it a good hug.
Give it a hug.
Let's never fight again. Oh.
That was a good ending.
That was. That's a really sweet. It makes sense. It makes
that was like
sense.
One of the best endings, I would say.
Yeah, and it's very sweet. It wraps things up in a way, like introducing Willy. And this, like, wait a minute, how do we make Willy? What's his
oh my god!
Let's just sewer all of Scotland.
Oh, that's such a great line.
But jeez, that's good. Yeah, that
is really good. That's like okay.
Combined with Homer's little simple hug of the TV, is really good. This one it keeps me thoroughly entertained. All the way
sure yeah absolutely
solid storytelling to great visuals, lots of sign gags, lots of just really good lines like the grad student line and Willy. I have to stick with my 10. I love this episode. I could watch this every single week and be pleasantly surprised that there's going to be something in it each time that is going to make me laugh more than something it did the week before. There's a lot to like in this episode, so I'm going to stick with my perfect 10 out of 10. What are you going with?
I'm raising it, but it's still not perfect to me. No. I'm going to do a 9.8.
What's it missing? What's the point two that's off?
A more compelling story, I would say.
You don't think it's a compelling story? Why not?
It's a good story. Like, it doesn't get a 9.8 because it's like poor writing. It's just not a perfect story for me in terms of what I look for in a perfect episode to me is a timeless episode. And to me, this isn't a timeless episode. Like, this isn't something that I crave to go back to and watch. That's just me, though. Like, it's a 9.8 is nothing to scoff at.
No, it's
just
not.
It's just not perfect to me. It's not like on the Treehouse level or, you know, Lisa on Ice or something like that. So
close, but not there. Yeah, like, I could see if maybe it had a couple of more laugh out loud moments. It does for me, like, but I can see where you're going with that.
The Willy joke is
I completely forgot how
so good
that delivery is from Dan there. The way he like, you feel almost sympathy for Willy because he's trying to get the point across to Homer that I'm not like, this isn't weird that I record people because every single Scottish person is basically a pervert.
Yeah, we
like
all that, do it. Every Scotsman, every Scottish person does it. Oh, God.
I thought I was like 100% in my mind that going into this episode, grad student line, you can't make my shoe smell good, but you can go to the moon. I thought for sure that was my favorite line. I completely forgot how good. I remembered why Willy was involved in this episode, and I remembered the line, but I forgot how good the delivery actually is, and I think that puts it just slightly above. So I'm going with Willy for my best gag with every Scottish person. You going Willy too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the best gags ever. That might be, that's in the running for best gag this season in my mind. Yeah.
Yes, 100%. That also means that in two of the last three episodes, despite him having absolutely no. Well, this one he kind of does, but overall, he's shoehorned into the end. He doesn't really figure into the plot well. Willy has had the best moment. Three Willy lines have gotten our votes. This one is the same. Back in Bart's girlfriend, I went with Willy and the Wee Turtles, and you went with, you used Miss Skinner! So they are really
funny. That's true. I don't know what it is. It's just so funny. He's just a great character. Yeah. Well,
they're using Grandpa.
I think they've kind of found it in this season specifically. So let's go back here and look at our best lines. In Bart of Darkness, I said Grandpa getting tarred and feathered. When Homer steals the sugar, you were talking about Mole Man and the sugar line. Our friend Craig went with Mole Man at the Bird Sanctuary from Itchy and Scratchy Land. And I went with Grandpa's Little Helper. What's that? You and our friend Greg both went with Grandpa on the Matlock Expressway. And then in the last two of the three, it's been Willie. So it seems that they've really figured out, okay, we need some sort of nonsense. Like even this one, like Grandpa too, with I'll be dead in the cold, cold ground before I recognize Missouri. It seems here that they really thought we need something weird. We need something funny that doesn't really make sense, but it's still a funny visual when we want to see it or we want to hear it. We'll put Grandpa, we'll put Mole Man, or we'll put Willie. And so far, it's worked. They don't overuse it. It seems every season there's a character who they go to. Sometimes it's Bumblebee Man. Some later on, it's Cletus. They have their preference, but they are absolutely nailing it out of the park when it comes to characters who they want some nonsensical.
Absolutely.
Now we have Grandpa versus sexual inadequacy coming up next, which is one of my all-time favorites.
Does that mean it's another 10 for you potentially?
Yes, I honestly think it's going to be another 10 for me. So we're in the heyday. We're in the golden years of The Simpsons. I wish I had been, you know, not 2.5 in 1994 watching this live, because this is just absolutely fantastic run. The only thing that's more fantastic, it's always fantastic though, is when Shane does plug time. So take it away.
Follow us on Twitter, Simpsons_EB, and then also follow us on Spotify on your phone. Open up your phone, go to our page on Spotify, rate us and like us, and follow us, all that jazz. We appreciate it. There's links in the description for Crave Donuts, our sponsor. Delicious. They have locations in Whippy and Oshawa. Please check them out. You will not regret it. Delicious, delicious donuts. Huge portions. And they got birthday stuff out at the moment, which is also probably very delicious. I can't wait to try it. Then if there's another link in the description called Buy Me a Coffee. Click that link and you can donate whatever money you want to the show. Go straight to the show. Better equipment and stuff. Yeah.
Do you see how fast and efficient that one is? People, that's done. That you should be writing radio commercials for poor Western Canadian businesses that actually, you know what? No. No, not Western Canada. You should be writing commercials for our friends in Scotland who need to get it across to the rest of the world that just because they record videos of people in their private moments doesn't mean they're perverts. You got to speak on behalf of our friend Darren.
If there's a Scotsman and they own a security company and they have not seen this episode, if someone knows them, you need to show them this episode, because there is no way they're not going to find that equally hilarious, like even more hilarious, because their whole company is like recording things. That's immediately where my, it's always, but yeah, if someone here does that, let us know. Simpsons_EB. Yes. What was their reaction?
Please. Or even if you're Scottish and you're listening and you saw this episode, did that line make you laugh or did you get offended by it? I'm assuming it's...
Or if you know someone who's Scottish, show them the clip and tell us their reaction.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to ask our buddy Darren about that one. I don't think we've ever asked him about that line before, but we're going to have to ask him about that. But my challenge to you then, Shane, is... So twice in this episode, we get some creepy ding, 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 ding music playing when the episodes are going with Homer and Willie from Rock Bottom to make them look bad. Give me something that if somebody was going to play for you, like you would want to make you seem like you're the old Shane Lynch, this creepy weirdo. He going around making his plugs and talking about coffee and donuts. So like I want you to put the bed of music for what you'd want to be your own creepy intro music for the Shane creepy episode of Rock Bottom.
Okay. Fair. I can do that.
Sounds good. All right. We'll see what Shane comes up with for the creepy music, and we'll catch you next time for Grandpa versus Sexual Inadequacy. We'll catch you later. Have a great weekend.